Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace Family of Museums, with another Memphis Moment. There were many stories of heroism that arose out of the yellow fever outbreaks of the late 19th century, but none stand out as much as the story of Annie Cook. Cook, whose real name is lost to history, moved to Memphis following the Civil War and took up the infamous position of madam at the Mansion House brothel. The brothel was a well-known fixture on Gayoso Street and regarded as an upscale establishment catering to the wealthy gentlemen of the community. In 1873, this world came to a sudden halt as the yellow fever epidemic took hold of Memphis. Many people fled the city for the safety of the country. Some stayed behind to help the victims, including Cook. She dismissed her employees and turned the once upscale brothel into a hospital to treat the victims of the disease. When an even more devastating yellow fever epidemic struck in 1878, Cook again closed Mansion House and turned it into a hospital. Inspired by her unselfish giving, several of her employees stayed to work in the effort too. Cook caught the attention of local reporters who told of her good deeds, which led to a commendation from the Christian Women of Louisville. Unfortunately, Cook contracted yellow fever in the 1878 outbreak and died herself on the 11th of September. Her work, however, was not forgotten. The Howard Association, a Memphis relief organization, showed their respect for Cook by having her grave moved to Elmwood Cemetery, a spot more befitting the heroine of Mansion House. To learn more about all of our region's history, visit us at the Pink Palace Family of Museums or on Facebook or at memphismuseums.org.